It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. June would be Pollinator Awareness Month in Wisconsin under a proposed resolution from state lawmakers.
As summer kicks off, 7 bills are circulating the legislature to benefit bees, butterflies, and other pollinators.
Pollinators account for over $55 million in crop production in Wisconsin. That's according to the State Department of Natural Resources. And wild pollinators play key roles in natural ecosystems as well.
Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick is a co-sponsor of the package of legislation. He represents Senate District 31 in the Eau Claire area. Senator Smith, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Before we dig into the details of the bills, big picture, why the focus on pollinators in Wisconsin?
Well, we have over 400 local pollinator species in Wisconsin, and they're really in trouble. And I think a lot of people are aware of that, especially bees have gotten a lot of attention. But all of our pollinators, we need to have protections because they're so important to our agriculture industry.
You've made similar proposals in the past. Are you hopeful that these will be more successful this time around?
Well, we always start with a lot of hope. We got to be positive, and in fact, this shouldn't be a partisan issue. Of course, we all have to eat. And if there is a clear understanding of how important natural pollinators are to our ag industry, I'm sure that we could convince our legislators on both sides of the aisle to pass these bills and do what the right thing is to do.
Let's look at some of the particular pieces of legislation here. One would regulate the use of pesticides in order to protect pollinators. What would this mean for the way pesticides are regulated in the state?
Well, what we have right now is so many insecticides that are being used out there as well. And we want to be sure that we're doing the right thing and being wise about the use of those and how they affect our good species of insects, our pollinators. So we would regulate pesticides so that they, for example, a political subdivision may enact an ordinance that regulates pesticides pursuant to a stormwater management program or that relates to the storage, treatment, or disposal of solid waste that contains pesticides. We're really giving our local governments more power in regulating the pesticides and protecting our pollinators.
One of the arguments against that kind of local control on regulation that you hear often from industry or agricultural groups is, well, hey, if we are doing business in different municipalities, different counties, what have you, well, all of a sudden we have this patchwork of regulation, that makes it difficult to do business. What do you say to that concern?
Well, what I say is this, is that we want to give a voice to our local governments, our constituents that live around the areas that are using pesticides that affect them as well in lots of ways. And I just think it's important that they have that voice and that we come up with smart and legislation or regulations locally that fit that particular constituency.
Another piece of this package says, hey, when state agencies are planting, when they need to do plant things, they need to use native prairie and forage plants when they can to benefit bees and other pollinators. In effect, what would that mean? What agencies, where would they be doing these native plantings?
Yeah, well, you know, we have to be, if we're going to ask others to take these precautions, we as a state need to be the leaders and demonstrate how that works. And for instance, along highways, whether it's the DNR or the DOT in planting or managing our wildflowers and wild growth or along the roads, we should be doing it the right way and making sure we're planting native prairie and forage plants that actually promote the growth and the abundance of our pollinators.
How big a difference do you think that can make? The state has a fair piece of land around Wisconsin.
I think it can make a big difference. And there's even a, you know, you even look at between the interstates, you know, We could be doing a lot better job and a lot beautifying our highways along the way with the prairie plants and the plants that our pollinators love. And they're going to carry that forward into the fields that they pollinate then.
I'm looking at another piece of this package here, Bill 288, Assembly Bill 288. It says, hey, if you're selling pesticides, you can't label them as beneficial to pollinators if it contains warnings about pollinator hazards on its label. Is this something that's happening? I'm selling a pesticide saying, hey, it's good for pollinators. Oh, but in the fine print, it's not good for pollinators?
Yeah, unfortunately, we wouldn't be having to pass legislation like that if it weren't happening. And it does happen. There's mislabeling, and we need to be sure that there is regulation, making sure that consumers know what they're getting.
We're talking about a series of bills circulating in the state legislature aimed at benefiting Wisconsin bees, flowers, and more. Our guest is a co-sponsor, Democratic Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick in the Eau Claire area. Another bill would name the rusty-patched bumblebee as the official state native insect. Now, Senator Smith, I've talked to bee experts in Wisconsin around the country. They're worried about the rusty-patched bumblebee, one of our native pollinators here in the state, not to be confused with those commercial honeybees we see. Why are you focusing on this one particular species in this legislation?
Because it is the native bumblebee in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is its native habitat. We should be protecting it, not just for Wisconsin, but for the rest of the nation. So it is important that people are aware. Basically, when we do something like that, it's about awareness that this is an important species to our whole ecosystem.
And the designation is there. Are there particular protections that would bring, or is that more covered in the other pieces of this package?
Well, I can't say it's going to be an easy thing to regulate, right? But again, it's an important awareness that bring to people that may not even recognize or understand what that is. But once they read about it, maybe they'll be looking out for it. And I think that's important.
Now, people may have seen license plates for the gray wolf and the bald eagle here in Wisconsin. Another proposal would have a Protect Pollinators license plate that would help with this conservation effort and the Endangered Resources Fund. What would this look like?
Yeah, so that's for the same reasons these other plates are out there. That would help fund the efforts that we're talking about, and it would, in fact, the $25 that extra that you would pay for that plate would go towards initiating some of these to begin with, and then sustaining the efforts that we have as far as, for instance, planting native forage plants and labeling and all the other things that go into it. So, you know, we've got to also be smart and wise about how we're going to fund what we're asking people to do.
Now, something going on in your backyard in Eau Claire County, not a piece of legislation here. There's a pollinator initiative there. And this summer, the city, as I understand it, is going to transform more than 90 acres of public land into pollinator-friendly landscaping. Is this something you've been watching as it goes on? And what does that effort mean to you?
Well, I'm really proud of our city council is that they actually have been on the forefront of not just this issue, but others like PFAS and others that have been important to protect the people that they represent. And so I think they're being a leader. They're trying to demonstrate how local government can actually make an effort and be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
Is that part of the goal of introducing this legislation? There are some things the state has the levers to take action on. Are you hoping to kind of inspire this kind of conversation for local governments, maybe property owners?
Exactly. It's exactly right. Right? There's only so much that we can do. For instance, like going back to the where we are requiring state agencies to plant native prairie and forage plants, we can't regulate or mandate that private properties do that. But we can be the leaders and demonstrate how it's done and why it's done and how it can be useful.
In creating legislation like this, who are you consulting? Are you going out to some of our natural resources experts, the people who are working with these pollinators on the ground?
Yeah, exactly. We have, you know, we have great resources. Like there's so many beekeepers out there, and our egg industry are so much, they are very much aware of the, of how they rely on our pollinators to make their lives easier and their crops profitable. So they are definitely helping us and giving us direction as well as the science. There's certainly a lot of science behind what we're talking about here.
Bringing things back to the politics now, a lot of the pieces of this legislation have mostly Democratic co-sponsors. One R in there, one Republican sponsor on a lot of the pieces of it. What are you doing to try to sell this to your Republican colleagues, who are, of course, the majority in both chambers? They're, at least their support is going to be necessary to get this passed.
Well, we're going to need the help of the constituents that they represent, and that includes the egg, especially the egg industry. We need them to get behind this and convince them that, hey, let's set the politics aside because this is important for all of us. And it isn't just going to be us as Democrats and the legislature having or convincing them. We need to first get a hearing. Again, we need the egg industry to help us coerce our members on the other side of the aisle to give us a hearing. And once we have a public hearing, I think they'll begin to see how people really do care about this issue.
Senator Smith, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything from Wisconsin Public Radio and what you do. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Democratic Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick. He represents Senate District 31 in the Wisconsin State Legislature. That's in the Eau Claire area. He's co-sponsor of a series of bills we've been talking about aimed at helping pollinators and prairies around Wisconsin. If you are doing something like this in your community or your own backyard, something aimed at helping native pollinators, tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.